but we're in Ruth chapter 2. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I've told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you're thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge."
Good morning, church. And I want to just say a big thank you to Rock Baptist Church and Pastor Mike for inviting me to share God's word with you this morning. I've taken the passage from Ruth. It's an amazing book. It's one of my favorite. And I call it Reaching Unknown Territorial Heights. And in that passage that we read conveys the meaning that when Boaz says that you have come to an unknown land, an unknown place, an unknown territory, and God is reaching out to you and going to place you in greater heights. Let me just take you to the background of the book of Ruth and the context that is there. And it is said in the times of judges, when people thought as they seemed fit in their own eyes, there was a great famine. You know, there was a terrible famine. And the family, Elimelech, Naomi, and the two sons took a decision to leave the basket of hope that was Bethlehem. And they said, "Let's go to Moab." And where God very clearly said not to ever think of Moab. But they took that step. And the tragic turn of events with three deaths in a family, leaving behind three widows. What a turn of events. The mission that they started on a journey, completely failed. Misery. And there was pain, loss, bitterness, and trauma was their bread of life. And into this background, that's a family background, that I'm taking you to this passage of Ruth, where it says, reaching unknown territorial heights. In chapter 1, as we say, that how did you reach, how God enabled these two women, Naomi and Ruth, to reach these greater heights, these unknown territorial heights. I call it the four nuggets that we need to consider. Chapter 1, I call it preserved for a purpose. The key verse is from chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. I summarize it like this. Ruth says to Naomi, after having experienced death and dejection, "I have understood one thing, that God has preserved me for a purpose, and I want to experience that journey with you." That's what Ruth tells to Naomi. The book of Psalms, it's all about David's journey with God, where he has persevered the onslaught of Saul. With great adversity, he has seen that God's hand and a definite purpose that God had in his life. I share my own story about my dad. My dad used to say that they were 11 of them. And during the plague in the 1900s, my dad said that all died except two of us. They said my dad and then my dad's sister, they survived the plague. And my dad used to always tell us, "I don't know what was God's purpose. Why did he keep me alive?" And he was telling me that he almost lost his life. But somehow God, in his mercy, endured and kept him alive. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 8 and 9, Paul says, because he has been preserved by God for a purpose. And he summarizes by saying, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Many a times in his shipwreck and all that happened, God preserved him to see that the gospel is spread to the Gentiles. No wonder we have been preserved. We have been preserved in a time like this, in a great pandemic that is going on. Our life has been preserved because our life is a purpose-driven life. And that's chapter 1. Preserved for a purpose. If we have to reach unknown territory and heights, number 1, God has preserved us for a purpose. Chapter 2, providence of God's love. And the key verse is chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. By placing Ruth in Boaz's field was God's way of orchestrating divine providence in the life of Ruth and Naomi. You just can imagine. Naomi has just come and she doesn't want to face people. She doesn't want to face the shame. But just she pushes Ruth into the ground, to the ground zero. And God, in his mercy, in his great mercy and providence, puts Ruth in the right place at the right time. Job chapter 10 and verse 12 says, "You have given me life and showed me kindness. In your providence, you watched over my spirit." Is it not wonderful to see that God, providence in our life, when he watches over us during these dark times, God is watching over us. In Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, Joseph conveys to his brothers when the father has died and they all come and fall at his feet. Joseph says, "You caused harm to me, but God turned it over." And I say it in these words, Joseph's placement in the pit, to the Potiphar's house, to the prison, to the palace, was God's divine way to exhibit providence in his life and God's providence of his love to Joseph. In a difficult passage that we are going through and all, Romans 8, 28 is sometimes very difficult to understand. It said, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose." Is it not amazing? All things that happen from our birth to now till we are, it is not God who has in his providence has taken us to the deep waters, has brought us out for a purpose, and we want to praise God for that. Now in chapter 3, it talks about if you want to reach unknown territorial heights, okay, first we have been preserved. Next, we have been having a providence of God. The third one is perseverance of God's people. You can just understand now, after Ruth has been in Boaz's field for many days maybe, this woman, Naomi, who has experienced the journey of death, 3 deaths in her family, humiliation, has over the years become an overcomer. The spirit of perseverance has now become a character. No wonder in chapter 3 I say, perseverance of God's people. She says in chapter 3 and verse 1, "One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided?'" In other words, she is determined. She is an overcomer. She is a perseverer. She said, "I will persevere to see that you are well settled." That's the beauty. In Revelation to the 7 churches, Jesus says, "He who overcomes," in other words, he who perceives, who perseverance is the quality of a Christian quality. James chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised those who love him." So in our journey to unknown territorial heights, reaching unknown territorial heights, we have been preserved by God with a purpose. Number 2, there is a providence of God in our life. Number 3 is the perseverance of God's will. Come what may, we will persevere, we will not give up. In number chapter 4 is the perfection of God's glory. Ruth chapter 4, 15 and 21 and 22 conveys this. I have paraphrased it. The adoption, the grafting of the brave Moabite young lady, Ruth, into the royal and heavenly lineage of King David and Jesus Christ was God's perfect ending to a tragic family drama. It is all over because God has grafted, Jesus has been grafted in our life. And so what has happened? God gave a new beginning to Naomi and a new beginning to Ruth. Is it not wonderful when the word of God says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5, he says, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. In my closing now, I can say that the years that we have been in this place called Mukti Mission, where we have gone through deep waters, we have gone through death, we are going through this pandemic, is nothing else but to say the four nuggets that I have been sharing with you this morning is from this chapter of Ruth, reaching unknown territorial heights. How do you reach it? It's by preservation. God has preserved us for a time like this. We have been preserved by God for a time like this with a purpose. Number two is the providence of God. It's sheer God's grace and His providence that we are in the right place at the right time. And it is that amazing thing that what keeps us going is the perseverance. God, we have persevered with God and God is persevering with us. And that's the perfect ending for His glory. Nothing else, but it is for God's glory. And that's why we can share this beautiful thing is that in closing, two uprooted homes were built by preservation, providence, perseverance and perfection for God's glory. God bless you. Thank you for this wonderful. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Thank you very much. God bless.